We have to attend six other attorneys. I mean,
well,
that's about
I
it.
Think
so.
I mean,
we didn't want
to follow the steps.
Well, what's your thinking?
Well, you know, let me put it to you. I'll talk to you with this one. I don't, I've got to do the embarrassment.
Well, that's our concern to you.
Right.
I don't mean embarrassment in terms of ego. I'm talking about getting you to find things that I know you're going to be doing, achieve. I didn't want to give Barbara Gelato something to be firing at from the side of the audience.
Well, you know, I just don't really think it has any impact on what I'm trying to achieve. The real question is, do you want to go through it?
I don't mind going through it. I don't mind going through it.
We're
prepared to back it in a financial way because, you know, read some kind of commentaries about how you've been blessed with very little to operate in certain guns and terribly prepared.
Well, what happens is that you return to the cost of it, unless I'm sadly mistaken, the person who challenges.
Listen.
Well, let's see. How would it come out?
I'm not the lawyer. There's six lawyers in our church, and then we got six outsiders. So it was actually 12. They thought that at worst we'd get into $25,000 or $30,000. But that's all I recall. I was trying to think what the basis of logic was. They didn't really know there would be challenge. They thought it could be this close case.
First of all, who are we talking about in the 5-year question, Mike?
Well, either number of eminently qualified. You see, when we, between you and
how
I,
about the people I have here, Johnny Brown, James Flowers, Mike,
you the Brown
members, Jimmy Ingram, Diane Lewis, Ida King, Rosemary Williams, Adele Henderson, Dolores Wilson, Ron Crawford, Lou Davis. How many in there did I just read off?
Let's put this one. If I'm going to make my choices of people who are, you know, like qualified professional standpoint, and in their, even their knowledge of the black community and other minority communities, those are my second choices in some sense, except Mike and Johnny Brown. Johnny Brown is very, very well liked. I think if you found the terrible destination of black ministers, for instance, in the community, Johnny Brown, it's young people like this who've been involved in human service activities and social service programs that black people are really. They represent black people. And the minister, as you obviously saw, has very little effect on the black community. And they thought they were going to have some persuasive influence for Barbara Gelato. They had none. Myself, Probst, there's some others there that if you don't challenge the residency, I'd like to give you better names.
Well, these aren't residents. To my knowledge,
no, these probably have the one.
My first question I see there is Mike.
He has a residence.
The ones I just read to you. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He has a residence.
No one else can go.
No, but what I'm saying to you, Mayor, is that some of those people, I had a better list. You see, we've moved in the last 2 years. We've moved 2,000 people from Redwood Valley. We're moving more. Finally, there will be more than 1,000 left in Redwood Valley. We're moving 3,000 from Texas. Well, obviously, We're not going to put anybody from Texas. So that would be stupid. But some of these people have been active in San Francisco for years. I have myself. I've been active in San Francisco. But when it comes to the technicalities of residence requirement, I miss it by a year, and then I miss it because I registered up there to get a good share, a progressive share. I'm registered here now. But otherwise, I would qualify for the 5-year residency.
Let's do this. We have the Human Rights Commission.
Mm-hmm.
That's a total of 15.
Mm-hmm.
With one condition. That's about the only commission that I want to retain some members, but only because I think that's the one commission where some continuity is
missing. Right.
So it's something less than 15, but not too much less. So I'm just giving you where I am.
Okay. I just want to be sure I know.
Because we submitted about
the
Morrison committee, though, submitted the.
Well, but I just had the one in the moment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I just drew the attorneys. Do you recall that was still hanging there, and I would do it.
There may be other openings.
Yeah. Now, they're coming up. A lot of them coming up in the next 6 months, and a hell of a lot more this year. I think that I have say to resist. I'm questioning my first statement that all people's temple will be represented by commissions, and I'd like not to make that something in the future and now. I think without getting you in trouble, as I ask you to be confidential with you, I will be with you now, and I ask you this question. You can't very well go advancing special persons over other persons here. I mean,
I think you're right. Like, I was just trying to be honest with you.
I mean, as far as we're concerned, should, first of all, everybody in your church has to understand that an appointment of you is the most embracing appointment
that I think.
That's the whole point.
It's axiomatic.
I think so. I think you see, and that, even that, you're dealing with a new breed cat in me. If it hadn't been mentioned, or 6 or 7 of my people were present here, you know, I would be appointed.
Oh.
I'm not even concerned about that. I supported you because I didn't have to take one look. Bottom of the line, and call. I said, I didn't want you to come. I don't want to take up your time because I don't want to be appointed. I don't believe in bargaining with ideas. That's just frankly my feeling about it. But then, it's a new process to me. I'm kind of pragmatic. I'm not too pragmatic about the political process. I'm certainly not apolitical, very sensitive, deep social consciousness. Well, goodness has submitted this. And even Willie Brown, that's what I understood, said submitted this and considered this. So our people go and get involved in this process. Then there's a morale factor, which I wish people would have left it alone.
That's very well. Of course, what they will understand along the way is that the Latino community, the white community, the whole thing, even at their best, they will only have, you know, a handful. Ours is a larger coalition, so, you know, representation of some in all is pretty
essential.
It's only representing the business community of this city. I mean, I can keep every one of my constituents happy.
I was proud of you. We were all proud of you. It's not a big hassle. So if you can give me some idea what you have in mind. We're not a pressure group by any means. It's just we were able to produce in the state. If by electing you, the best thing we've ever done, in our opinion, our people are beginning to say, here we made a difference. And now we got across the state, we have a state.
We've taken like a low profile in, you know, the election process, except we've never seen a group change in elections. But, aren't aware of our numbers. They're not aware that, you know, we have conservatively 70,000 in the state. And, you know, if there's any doubt about that, you know, like, you know, we're willing to send, you know, some of your representatives to our meetings. You can see what we have in Bakersfield, San Diego, San Bernardino,
Stockton, Fresno,
Sacramento.
And I want to be able to such encouragement over this. We don't go out and say, well, we did it, of course, we don't know that we actually did it. But in terms of the registered voters, and our people kept their word, we did. And so this was a real morale boost. And I want them to be able to carry this thing over with the same major enthusiasm. I don't know much about the best people's support. And of course, I've got great confidence in you. Goodman has got great confidence in you. So that's the whole point. If our people get, as you say, some major representation, it isn't that everything we are asking for, we expect. We know you'll be fair. We know you've got a terrible problem. You've got to, as you say, form a coalition. We want to be sure that the next time we don't have any 4,000 margin to deal with somebody like Mom Gall. I don't think we will. I frankly think you're gaining ground every day.
Are you aware, first of all, excuse me, who of our people you have before you right now? No, I mean that have been recommended by the Morrison Committee. for the various commissions that we've already met upon, like PUC, Human Rights. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, what would you
interest in? Well, let me just ask you this.
The reason I asked that is because not all of them, it didn't say people spent on all their applications. And that's why I asked that. He's a good man. And our district attorney said that he's the best supervisor San Francisco's had in modern times.
I know the pressure I have since I've heard this song. So you perceive, I've got enough pressure, 6,000, and you left the whole city. So you perceive that. She's an introverted person.
But remember this, Jim. you will have a residence problem, and you will have a residence problem.
I'm going to give you another one that doesn't have a residence problem. I was going to give you a white lady who doesn't have a residence problem. Carol Lubin.
Carolyn Lubin?
Lubin.
Okay, what's your function?
She works at the Bar Association. She works Administrative Secretary.
L-U-B-I-N.
L-O-O-M-A-N.
Oh, Lubin.
Is her father the executive in some other denomination? She's got a lot of impact. She's white.
She's sharp. She's one of the brightest women I've met.
You're not going to find her brighter and not more sensitive, and she'll go along with whatever you want to achieve and wherever you put it.
That's for sure.
Oh.
Well,
32. She's had enough pain in life and experience that she'll be sensitive to anything you want to achieve. But Judy is a hypertensive person and introverted. And I don't know if she'll be able to do it. In terms of loyalty to my program, this woman's more loyal, and so she'll be more loyal to your program. And she's a worker. She doesn't mind. She wouldn't shirk at any responsibility. So I would switch that.
One black
man,
one girl.
Yeah. Outside of our church, we'd raise it if necessary to get the case. We always go into a situation with the most cynical possibility. We don't look for the most optimistic, we look at the most cynical development, and that was, I think, if worst came was not, what the worst came to worst, I don't remember, but the consensus was
worst. Really didn't take it all the way up to the courts and all the way.
There is a precedent. There is a court precedent that was stated in the letter. And for Charter City.
About me, I'm mayor. All I have to do is an elected for 30 days. An elected, which means, to go on election, elected means that I have had to live in this county for 30 days prior to the election. So it would seem ludicrous that a mayor would only have to be a resident for 30 days, but a mayor's commission would have to be a resident for 35 years too. That's where most lawyers would say, ipso facto, it is unconstitutional. But let me deal with that for the moment. Let me also deal with how I move this thing. And let me tell you, the last one, that in making appointments of people, all people sent to the people, they would not be regarded in my mind, you'd be happy to know, as a political federal.
what you feel? Well,
no, I'm telling you that.
You want to get the job.
I'm telling you that every time.
Thank
me
you.
As an attempt to set myself up politically in the future, it would be...
No, only on my point was to get people loyal so you can get a job.
Well, I know
that's
I know that. I'm just telling you that you need to feel any feelings later that I did something I didn't want to do. So the bottom line is,
you know,
I'm
going to struggle
because I
want
to.
You struggle with the
okay, I want you. Okay.
What area, we're not quoting this, what area would you see need to have more effective service?
I don't know, but I would talk to you first. I mean, I'm not going to call you up and say, here's your appointment.
The redevelopment, you have no residency, okay? But I'm not sure. My greatest interest was the police commission. Because I'm so thrilled with the Butler Chief Games.
The police commission is perhaps in Chicago would be a great commission for someone with your concerns. But now that I have a police chief who I think is going to take no garbage, I see not that much action in the police. I'll be frank with you. Planning commission much more. I mean, they'll have a boom like that. But the police commission is more in this city, based on what the circumstances are of this one, the group DA now, going to be more titled than that.
I was just saying at first, where I thought you might have seen it. I mean, I haven't seen the difficulty. As far as I see, when you get the union head, police coming out with the sensitive support, I haven't heard any of the canning. Has he come back on support or whoever the...
Oh, Crowley?
Crowley.
Well, you know, he'll have to deal with him.
But did he extensively stay on the
side? Yeah, he was being smart for the name, I think. No, intelligent.
Oh, I see.
By saying, let's watch. But he'll be in trouble.
Well,
I wouldn't waste something that I don't regard as good.
Okay.
And in any event, I will talk to you in advance and get the enthusiastic acceptance of it before I leave the program. Okay?
Good.
What's the one you discussed? Do we want to? Who do we want to test it? Test the law.
Test what?
The residency law.
Then the names I gave you, of course, later, if you can find a real large body, if you can find activities for more, fine. As long as I can go back and tell these people, because there are rumors that you encounter in the city, of course, I don't know carry the money. At one point that you, I understand, according to the ground chief, as I know the back here, it's just she's not popular. I mean, I had a ripple with, a ripple. It isn't that big a wave, but I heard in other circles that Maddie, whatever her name was, was just not very well suited.
But let me tell you, I agree. Let me tell you. There's three things that I have in mind. Women have found it difficult to make this work. Blacks have found it difficult to make it work. Blacks have found it difficult to make it trade union. So here I know. I just want you to know what's going in my posse. There's a woman that worked herself up from trade union. There's a woman who is worked herself up in the political community, which is unusual. There is a black who's worked herself up in the political community, which is unusual. There's a black woman labor leader. You know, and while people that are very inside the matter will
say, oh, that's not good. What does that mean to the vast number of members of the ethnic minority who say, what the hell's the matter? You work yourself up into that crazy trade union movement, you work yourself up, and you get out a little bit of pointer, and then my son helps you. What's going on? You see, so
I only had your set of reasons, and you can see
it
better than me.
I think he's going to be just what the rest of her commission is. I mean,
well,
I think she's tough before, and she wasn't very good. Yesterday, she said, we had met me.
I saw
her.
I was interested.
She kicked the police department in the can.
I was interested.
And she's surrounded by four people now. You know.
I'll pass that on, too. And another factor, I think she got herself in a bag. McDonald's, you see, nobody liked McDonald's, and she consistently voted against McDonald's, and they let her be the only one there when the black came up to the McDonald's. And I think the McDonald's issue is one of the biggest things that affected Manny. And I keep a fair pulse on what's going on with as large a congregation as I've got. I don't think you've got a big problem, but I feel I owe it to you to tell you.
Well,
I
heard about it. I heard it, and I was rather sure of it. I have no relationship. I mean, it isn't a question that
I didn't think
it really need this. I
didn't
think that Manny supported, but I mean, I don't have
the only one thing that gave our people some problem was that your minister that you appointed was not all that gung-ho. And you see, we, not only did we put out a couple of days. I'm just saying, but I'm not the scout. I didn't get that direct. We had our own canvassing program, and we had our own solicitation in part from the couple of days when your campaign offices requested it. And three of my ladies said that he came on less than positive when approached about, you know, doing something that we didn't try to influence him, that we were doing to do anything. We want him to influence people he had contact with without violating the church and state situation. But so I have from a reasonable reliable source, Mrs. Arnold, and she's pretty sound. He made a negative kind of comment. So when they see him end up, now Boswell, everybody was clear about it, because Boswell's the best black minister in the country.
You see, Boswell was my appointee.
I know he was.
And Boswell said, you can't believe what happened to me. And after
superintendent.
And he said, my father also, he's the one who recommended.
He should be recommended.
I said, Ken, since you're the guy I was going to put on, that's good enough for me.
I am just telling you what I have to deal with. I've got my pressures. I suppose I've got more solidarity than any minister going because I found my congregation and I grew up. And I can handle those same situations. But that was a problem.
He's got one thing that I know of.
I don't know.
Now I checked with everybody, and he's never shaken a nickel out of anybody in his life. And that, I'm embarrassed. I have to worry about clergymen and which ones are honest.
If Boswell recommended him, his integrity would not be in dispute. That would be my opinion. If he recommended him, you're not going to have to worry about his moral turpitude. But I'm just telling you what I had to deal with, because when they had made an individual approach to him, and he was less than positive or less than committal. When you see our people, when we force something, by God, we get out there and put our neck out. I didn't get you off in the corner and say, Mayor, what are you going to do for us after we get elected? I stood up on that platform and I said, this is my choice.
And
that's the way it'll be in the future.
I
wouldn't be in here if other people hadn't told me to recommend lists and this, that, and the other. I wouldn't be sitting in your office taking up your precious time, because I could care less about positions. I want progress, and that's what we've got to do with
some feeling to your
They have to have some satisfaction with
the
world.
That's the whole, you proceeded, and there's no need for us to take up more
of
the time.
I could probably pick 50 Caucasians that have a deeper commitment to the black community than 50 blacks, but for me to do that would be not only a political problem, but the people in the black community would say,
The reason I gave you a blacklist was because that's what we got from pretty reliable sources. We thought Willie suggested. Now I'm talking to Carlton. Carlton says, now what you need to produce is give him a white list, because he's got So I didn't really know whether to.
Will the job appointments be made sporadically as they resign, or how will that work?
Well, this would be most helpful if we could get some of these people in employment.
The job thing
these are the best.
Is a little bit more peculiar. The majority of the people, overwhelming majority of the people who are employed by the mayor, are on compelling high water through June 30th. That's the fiscal year. For some, it ends then. For others, the only way it ends is if I change the job description. The civil service says that if it's the same job description, you're entitled to come back. So all of this we have to work out through the circumvention process. But we will be hiring, I tell you, for a whole year.
This is my list.
It'll take us a year,
by the way,
to fill all the spots we want.
This is my list of priorities.
I put it in that order, so that you can see. In that order, you have that order. I'm that order. Now, these people, they're school teachers, but also
do you want resumes when they're being prepared at this time?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll have that by next week.
She is the daughter of the Lincoln Superintendent of Registry, so she's got a lot of connections there. She knows a lot of people that are interested in having you or she. And this is a fine Jewish young man. She's a doctor. I think I haven't given you a bad person on that list. What does she look like?
She's short and she's not heavy, but she's a little bit, broad. She's not really heavy, though.
But no, she's just the name.
Well, we just talked about it. We agreed on four. Well, I've got into there. And we didn't agree on four. We agreed on three. Oh, of course, keep the care of the room.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to mention Edwards. Now, Edwards is a very honest man. He has connections in a lot of those things that are just our own. But those are work. If you're, I realize what you're saying. And later, if there are other possibilities that are sizable, I know you will.
We're going to have more and more of these coming up. It's important we do something early, but I think
it's good.
One accident doesn't mean that we don't have more.
You lease it for me so I can go back and say that the mayor is looking at these things.
They're going to know you weren't taking in, and then they're going to believe what you said. I don't think that you think that.
No, but I mean, they know that.
They want you to reassure them.
I can know that.
You do it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
I appreciate it. feel like he could. It didn't seem great. If he gets up in the front or something, then
Sacramento van, a young Sacramento man lying in very critical condition right now in East Bay Hospital after trying to hang himself last night. We had that. Drug dealing is big business. That's no news. California law enforcement today saying that they estimate that it's really big business, and that is news because for the first time they have an idea of how many drug dealers are operating in California. 5,000 large-scale dealers are operating just in the state of California right now, according to Sacramento, and drug traffic is increasing by the day. State senators being told today that enforcement efforts are being severely hurt because the accused dealers are allowed out on bail just as soon as they're caught. A legislative analyst, A. Allen Post, told the senators that better coordination is needed between federal, state, and local police in order to cut down on that number, 5,000 drug dealers in California. Ben?
Well, there's a person behind every story, and I've said it many times, new scene deals in people. With that in mind, we've all heard the purpose of our criminal justice system. We've heard that it's rehabilitation. Peter Cleveland reports, though, on a woman who rehabilitated herself and now may face a jail term because of that.
Marie Duckett used to shoot heroin into her arm. Lots of it. But that was before a cold November night 3 years ago in Los Angeles, the night she first met Reverend Jim Jones of the People's Temple.
I tapped him on the shoulder, and like that. And he turned around and looked at me and pulled his glasses down, and I said, I'm a heroin addict. And I need help. And he looked at me again and smiled, put his glasses back up, and said, my home is yours. It's for as long as you want it.
And she was just so battle-worn that I felt I had to do something. It wasn't that I felt that it was a necessary promise of success. It just called for that type of reaction. And she asked to leave with us from Los Angeles, and so we brought her directly here.
Here was Jones's home in the sleepy Redwood Valley near Ukiah, a home shared with 8 children and lots of animals.
Nobody can really describe kicking a heroin habit except someone who has ever kicked a heroin habit. No one can really say how bad it is to kick a $250 a day habit.
But you did it in a week.
I did it in a week.
Her strength back, Marie started working in the church's print shop, the bus yard too. But she found her first love was the land.
Amazingly enough, I never thought I would like agriculture, but it seems that I found a new calling for myself, and it was the right one.
Marie did so well, Reverend Jones offered her a chance recently at the church's agricultural mission in South America, and that's where her troubles began anew. You see, on that November night when Marie began her new life, she broke probation to do it.
They've been too nice to me, and I really didn't want to embarrass the church by going to try to get a passport, knowing that I was, you know, not quite straight with the law.
Reaction to her plight was immediate and overwhelming.
I think we took a standing vote. How many people were willing to stand behind her? It may mean court appeals. It could be costly. And we didn't have one dissenting vote. That's how much she's appreciated and esteemed in our congregation.
Marie decided to turn herself in tomorrow in L.A. The prospect of more jail for this rehabilitated woman, Reverend Jones says, is criminal. Marie's philosophical.
They do have books in jail, and I'll still continue my studies until I get out.
And when you get out, what'll you do?
I'll continue with what I was going to do before, go on to the agricultural mission, and do what I was going to do.
You come right back to the People's Temple.
Right. This is me. This is my home. Couldn't leave this. This is like I've never lived until I came here.
The question of when Marie Duckett can get back to her life is now up to a Los Angeles judge. In the quiet Redwood Valley near Ukiah, Peter Cleveland, Channel 7 News Scene.
We have a lot of hopes of writing on that story tonight. The Reverend Jim's on your side. A lot of people hope she doesn't have to go back to jail at all. Here's a woman who did rehabilitate herself on the outside with help from her friends. Marie Duckett plans to turn herself in to a Los Angeles County Superior Court tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in L.A., and News Scene will be there. Coming up next on News Scene, the PUC has communications...